You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the West Coast, we begin this episode of Neon Jazz with the San Francisco Jazz Collective giving us the 2005 song, When Will the Blues Leave? This group is an all-star ensemble comprised of 8 of the finest composers at work in jazz today. The collective began back in 2004, and it's the West Coast's largest nonprofit jazz institution and the presenter of the annual San Francisco Jazz Festival. The collective has become one of the most exciting and acclaimed groups on the jazz scene. Each year, this ensemble performs a new list of compositions by a modern jazz master and new pieces by the collective. The collective convenes, and of all places, San Francisco, each spring for a multi-week residency. Throughout the years, they have covered the works of Ornette Coleman, John Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, Thelonious Monk, Wayne Shorter, McCoy Tyner, Horace Silver, Stevie Wonder, and this year, it's going to be legendary pianist Chick Corea. And these cats are not going anywhere, so get ready for some more. And speaking of more, we're here to help. Welcome to our little jazz show known as Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of collective jazz deliciousness, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you all of our jazz, with music from cats like Tom Harrell, Miles Davis, Ornette Coleman, and much more. The next guest on this hour of jazz is the Jewel from Kansas City and globetrotting around the world with her beautiful pipes. Here's Deborah Brown with the 2003 song Nobody Else But Me off her Songbird album.
Thank you. He may not be bright, I may not be bright, but he thinks I'm grand, that's grand for me. He may be wrong, if we get along, what are we gonna say? We, when he holds me close, close as he can be, then I'll tell the lad that I'm grateful and I'm glad. Then I'll tell the lad I'm grateful and I'm glad.
My name is Caroline Davis, and I fully support Neon Jazz, and everyone here in Chicago feels the same.
That song was a brand new cut by jazz pianist and composer Al Thompson Jr. with the song The Chase off his 2013 album called City Mainstream. It's a nice little album title. Al is known for loving the bebop as well as the jazz standards from the Great American Songbook. The Bridgeport, Connecticut-based musician is featured on his first album as a leader, presenting a set of 9 original, straight-ahead compositions recorded with a combination of groups from a quintet to a light ensemble. The self-produced package of recordings features a huge, huge ensemble of musicians that flit in and out, and it's worthy of any jazz collection. Our next jazz guy on the program is a great trumpeter, and I say jazz guy and a bull fiddler. I say a jazz guy in the most highly respected manner possible. I did catch him down at the Folly years ago. He's excellent, and that name is Mr. Tom Harold. With the 2011 song River Samba off his album The Time of the Sun, I'll let him take over. Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm Joe Domino.
Thank you.
was the great jazz rock guitarist and composer John Scofield with the 1998 song Chicken Dog. What a nice title there. Off his album A Go-Go. The Ohio native is often referred to by his nickname Sco and is known in the jazz world for his collaborations with the great Miles Davis, Charlie Mingus, Herbie Hancock, Pat Metheny, and many others, along with others in the music universe like Phil Lesh and John Mayer. He is not limited to jazz, as you can attest to those musicians, Phil and John. He is well-versed in fusion, funk, blues, soul, and rock. Currently, John is an adjunct faculty member in the jazz department at New York University's Steinhardt School of Education, and he has sure made the jazz world that much better with his presence there. Speaking of Miles, we could use a little of him with his name getting dropped as much as it has at this point in the show. Here he is in a live 1951 cut at Birdland with the tune Out of the Blue.
The best of 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 Thank you.
There is jazz pianist Eric Reed with the 1993 song Wade in the Water. With his blend of hard-driving swing, sophistication, and elegance, this guy was born in Philadelphia, and he knew how to groove. He grew up playing in his father's storefront Baptist church. He started playing piano at the age of 2, and then he began private studies by the age of 7. This guy was groomed for the instrument. He garnered notice as a permanent member of Wynton Marsalis' ensembles in the mid-90s, and he made countless recordings and TV appearances with him and got his name out there. He also worked in the bands of Freddie Hubbard and Joe Henderson in the early 90s, and then he would go on to perform with the likes of Wayne Shorter, Patti LaBelle, Quincy Jones, Natalie Cole, and many others. He's a great musician and worthy of any good jazz catalog. Here's another legend on the show, the multi-talented Ornette Coleman. Again, like Miles, we've dropped his name a couple times, with the 1966 song Good Old Days. And were they? From the album The Empty Foxhole.
everybody. My name is Matt Cain, New York jazz drummer, originally from Kansas City. And you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a band that is fresh, evolved, and pushing the medium forward in a solid way. That was the German trio Three Fall, led by Lutz Strun on the tenor sax and bass clarinet, with the 2013 song Lithium off their well-received album called Realize, and Now We Do. Under a bed of notes from a jazz legend, here's the famed Hammond B3 man Jimmy Smith on a 1958 tune called Ode to Philly Joe, and it sure is to take us out of this episode. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another one of America's finest inventions, straight from the streets of Nebraska, Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Howdy do. See you later.
Okay. I got the giggle. Okay. Talk to us about our show. We'd love to hear from you, or you can laugh our way, whatever you want to do. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most.
Get the rhythm section.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Pretty good little piece of jazz there, Joe.
Wait, is it time to go?
Ooh, you're right. Gotta get.
Gotta get. Bye-bye. Thank you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Neon Jazz.